much about how to do this. I quickly went to my usual game plan of studying the situation, diagnosing the issues, and creating a work plan. After all, it could not be that tough. I was wrong. Today, I know that to create a great patient experience means getting everyone on the same page, doing the same things always. Not an easy task. Ignorance is bliss at times. So we got to work. I'm sure Liz shook her head yes to the plan. I know now she then went back to work with the attitude, here we go again. Another talking head. Another buzzword. Another program. Why can't they leave us alone so we can get our work done? As the work progressed, most of the leaders implemented steps in their areas and made steady gains in patient satisfaction, except in the emergency department and a few inpatient units. Mark and I sat down and reviewed the progress, and the decision was made to remove the leaders who had not made expected progress from their leadership roles. There were 4 leaders on this list to be let go. As we worked through the names of replacements of those leaving, a challenge came up. We just did not have anyone to replace Liz at that time. I argued that we should still let Liz go. Mark, who was right, said, "Let's give her 90 more days." Knowing I was on the losing side on that call, I did get Mark to agree that we could put Don Dean in her office. Don was our leader in outpatient services. He was getting great results, and I felt that this way, when Liz failed, Don could step right in. I found out I had misjudged Liz and the emergency department staff. Liz had survival skills, and her staff loved her. When Liz told the staff that if things did not improve in 90 days, she was gone, the staff rallied behind Liz, and the results improved. Being skeptical, I would often ask Don about Liz. Being in her office, he kept telling me she was doing the right things and the results would come. I had to be patient. Don was right. Results did come. In this book, you'll read about that journey, what was learned, and much more. Now move ahead to June of 1996. After 3.5 years at Holy Cross, I was leaving to be the administrator of Baptist Hospital Incorporated in Pensacola, Florida. I'd come full circle in my relationship with Liz. The person I felt I could not live with, I now felt I could not live without. Well, I have not had to live without Liz. I hired Liz as a consultant to help work with leaders and staff at Baptist. And today, Liz is a key part of Studer Group. I am blessed to have Liz in my life since 1993. Those who have heard Liz will agree on the positive impact she has on the lives of so many people. I trust you will agree after reading Eat That Cookie. It is more than a bite, but a whole meal on feeding our passion and soul in this journey to make ourselves and our organizations better. Written by Quint Studer.
Introduction. I learned the importance of creating positive workplaces the hard way. During the first 18 years of my career, I had an extremely negative attitude. Over time, something happened to me that changed my outlook, my attitude, my life. When I was forced into a customer service initiative at the hospital where I used to work, I learned how to walk away from negativity and what I call victim thinking. Because of the role that service initiative played in shaping my personal behavior, you will read a lot about service in this book. For me, excellent service and positive workplaces are intertwined, and I believe as you read, you will also recognize the connection between the two. Let me set the stage. I was working as the director of the emergency department at Holy Cross Hospital, an inner-city hospital on the south side of Chicago. It sits right next to Marquette Park, a 3-square-mile urban park that has some of its own permanent residents. Know what I mean? We were one of the backup providers of choice for Cook County Jail. And though we were not the designated trauma center in the area, we were a beep-beep drop center. I can hear some of you thinking,